Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Hey, folks. How you doing today, folks? So I got Alan here with me again today that we're going to come through you guys and explain to you guys how we compare over 30 different lenders with you guys. We're going to go over things like where the market's going and all that today. So, hey, Alan, how you doing, buddy? Let me open up the floodgates over here so we can at least see what's going on behind the scenes. Okay, so what we're going to have Alan do today is he's going to help us go through your scenarios, and here's what we want you to kind of fill out. If you're looking for a rate quote, please, down below, is that's the information we need from you. So if you can kind of write that information down, and I'll go through it with you real quickly, and then we're kind of going off to the news, and then I'll let Alan's going to jump in with a lot of this information. So right through here, here's what we got. What do we see in the background? Music is still playing. It shouldn't be. I'm not sure why. Okay, so... I just lost my train of thought. Where was I? All right, so here's what we're talking about in today's video. We're going to talk about where the markets are going right now. But the biggest thing we want to do is we want to explain to you guys how we shop or compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. But before we go through there, we're going to go through other sections because we want to make sure you're even in the right program when you're looking to refinance. Now, you could be watching this channel because you're looking to buy. We're talking to those people as well to let you know where your rate would be. But also, we're the main focus right now, there's a lot of people looking to refinance. So, Alan, you had a scenario yesterday that you brought it to even me, and you're like, okay, what do we, you know? What's your suggestions on this? Because I'm thinking we go FHA or what? Go over that scenario you had yesterday, and just this is the reason why you have to be into the right program, folks.
Yeah. So a gentleman was buying is buying a home. I think he's buying it for like right around $330,000, and his credit score is really good, 733, I think it was, or 743. It was up there, and he was putting 5% down. And then we were looking at, you know, do we go FHA or conventional? My immediate thought was conventional because, you know, everybody wants to do conventional. But when we broke it down, the rate was so much lower on FHA. And actually, the mortgage insurance was lower too, that it was actually saving him $200 a month to do an FHA loan over a conventional. And it was, you know, a difference of, I think, 3/4 in the rate. So it was a big difference to do FHA. It saved them a little over $200 a month just to by putting them in a different program.
Yeah. And that was a shocking thing, because usually when you're in the 700 credit scores and he was putting down 20% as well, usually it's kind of better to go with a conventional loan for some different things. But in his case, it was dramatically different. He wasn't putting down 20%. I apologize, folks. It was dramatically different going FHA. So the first thing we want to talk to you guys about, making sure you're in the right program. So down below, here's the questions we need for you to ask, or we're asking you to fill in the gaps with. Okay, we need to know your credit score. first, where are you getting that credit score? We're going to talk about that in a second. I'm coming out with a video, or I'm coming out with a live event tomorrow to kind of go over getting you ready to buy your home. We're going to go through three steps you have to do to get prepared and get your offer, you know, above the rest. But if you're looking to refinance, even looking to purchase, answer the questions down below. What we need is your credit score. We're going to go briefly here in a minute of where you get your credit scores. Your home value, just give us what you think. And if you don't know, we do the same thing as you guys do. We go to Zillow and those things and just try to figure out what the values are. Go to two or three different sites, you know, and get the kind of get the average of there. Down through there, your loan amount. How much do you owe on your mortgage? Now, here's what's happening with a lot of people. Alan, the problem that we're finding out, and we realized this like three times so far this week, is the down payment assistance programs. Okay. Talk about in the couple files we had when we got the payoffs back, it's like, okay, this isn't working. What happened there? And this is what I really want to explain to people. Be careful of the down payment assistance programs you get into, because some of them are going to be really hard to get you or have you refinancing to a lower rate when low rates get there. So, Alan, take it away, buddy.
Yeah. So we're doing quite a few FHA streamlined refinances where, you know, there's, when we get the payoff from the current lender, it comes in quite a bit higher than what is on the credit or even what the borrower knew was. And when you dig into it, it's really because the down payment assistance they used is actually a lien on title, and it has to be paid, you know, when they refinance or when they sell the home. So it's causing some problems in some files because, quite frankly, the person just totally forgot or didn't really realize it was a like a separate lien. So that's what we're running into quite a bit is the DPAs, they're nice up front, but if you go to refinance, it's going to cause some, you know, some problems because that will have to be paid off through a refinance.
So the programs that we usually are and we've been associated with over the last few years, probably I would say 90% of them were forgivable at the closing. So a lot of times when you hear me coming out with videos, like, you know, if you go to our website, here's a perfect example. We have a down payment assistance program right here. The nice thing about this thing is you don't have to pay it back. You leave the closing and there's no lien, there's nothing. So here's what's happening, like Alan said. When you go to refinance, you can have an FHA loan, a conventional loan. What will happen is if that down payment assistance loan wasn't forgiven at closing and you have a lien on your property or payments, you might not even have payments, but you might have a lien on your property, you can't refinance without paying that off. So even if you go to sell your house, you have to pay it off. So a lot of times when we're doing the numbers, it might make sense for you to refinance. But then when we throw, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on top of it because of the down payment assistance, it just doesn't work. So you have to know, again, down below, how much do you still owe? Because if you took out a down payment assistance loan, you might owe more than your house is even worth at this point. So that's where a lot of people are facing. But you know, a lot of people aren't there. Property type, what kind of, is it a single family home? Is it a two unit, a three unit? We need to know your zip code. And when I go by the term, are you looking at a 30 year? Some people, I just did an analysis for somebody yesterday. They were at 8% and they're like, hey, I just sold my house. I want to bring in another $100,000. I'm like, you know, we can do you on a 15 year term and your payment's going to be $300 lower than you're paying now on your 30 year. So that's why the term down there, we can help you with that as well. And then the loan program. So if you guys have those, if you can bring those out, let us know what those are. As you bring those out, we'll do some scenarios for you guys. Let me bring up the charts right now, see if there's any questions out there just yet. I'll put this out here, move that over. Okay, so let's see if there's any questions. But Alan, do me a favor if you would. Jump into, well, let me go first off of what's going on with today's rates as people are posting in. If you guys would, just let us know what you're here for. What rate are you looking for? Are you looking to refinance? Did you guys know if you can do a VA cash out now up to 100% of your house's value? All those things are programs that we can help you with. But first off, let's get over to the news is a little bit for today on midday. We have the 30-year fix. It's up just a tad today. Basically, mortgage rates haven't really moved today. And you also see that in the stock market. You go to the equity markets, look, it's flat. The Dow Jones just went from a minus 10 to a positive 20. Nothing really here. The NASDAQ is getting it on the chin. A lot of the AI stocks are taking it hard right now. The Russell 2000 is coming off of a record high, and the VIX is actually increasing over to 15. So that's not helping the markets right through this point. So, Alan, while we're waiting for some people to post in, because I know a lot of people are probably traveling right now and on their phones being midday, let's run a couple scenarios. Run a scenario through here. I'm going to open up your platform for you. I'll turn me off here in a second, and I'll bring up your screen if that is okay, sir. And then yep. If you could run some scenarios for us, let's just, for example, run the loan we looked at yesterday, possibly. The person was, I think it was a 730 credit score, or run some scenarios yep. that you could see that you're running across, you know, a lot of scenarios over the past week with.
Okay. So like a sample refinance situation?
Yeah. So let's say somebody's like an FHA loan. Somebody closed a year ago, you know, rate 7.75, you know, the current rate today, I'll click it on my screen, on an FHA is 6.1. So let's say they bought a house at whatever, and the loan amount, and they had a rate at 7.75, and today they can get 6.1.
Yeah.
What's it look like on your end on the rate-wise?
All right, so let's do an FHA Streamline, which is a great program because there's really no income, no asset verification, no appraisal. It's basically if you're making your payment currently and we're lowering it, there's not much that's needed to qualify. So let's just fire in these things. Let's say his credit score 720, primary residence, single family home, one unit in the lovely state of Illinois.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
All right, let's see what we got. So, yeah, I mean, people that were, you know, if you're in a mid to high sevens, I mean, 599, it's still available, which is
whoa. Okay, fantastic. So let's jump into that one. Give me the criteria behind that. What was the loan amount? I'm just going to say this person bought a year ago yeah. when rates were like January of 2024, rates were like 8%. So what was the loan amount you're using on this one?
$410,000.
Okay. And they had 7.775.
Okay.
That was the rate back then. They owe 410 now. They're going to get a refund on some of their MIP, things like that. We'll say that's about $2,500 in fees. That might even be high. And what are you getting, 599?
Yeah.
Holy Jesus. We should have ran this beforehand, and I could have done a big promo of, you know, can you get a rate in the fives today? Yes, you can. $482 savings. Here, let me see if I can bring up my screen on this. If I lose your screen, my apologies. But let's see what we're doing over here. I'm going to turn me on for 1 second there. Okay, that's me. Mine overrode. Here's the mortgage calculator on this thing, folks. So if you want to find this thing, just go to our website. It's theRateUpdate.com. What you do, just go to mortgage calculators, and one of these is going to pop up. It's going to say refinance. So this one, here's what I did. I put in the 410, put in the rate. They were at 7.75. The 30-year fixed. They closed December of 2023, and that's basically where rates were at that time. They might have been higher than that. So we're going to say they owe the same amount, just the same amount. They're going to have $2,500 in fees. They're going to have no appraisal, basically no nothing. They'll have title fees and maybe a credit report fee, and that's about it. So $599, their break-even is less than 6 months. They're going to skip 1 or 2 months at the closing, and up through here, they're going to save almost $500 a month. That's huge. Okay, so that's what we're seeing with a lot of the numbers that we're seeing right now. So let me click me off the screen. Alan, run. That's amazing. That's all I can say on that. I didn't think I saw 599 the other day, and I thought it was an anomaly, but I guess you just proved it. Okay, so let's get over to let's run another thing. While people are still maybe coming on, because I know during midday, you know, a lot of people lag, and then all of a sudden we'll get an uptick in views. Go over, can you explain to people how their credit scores have a big role in all of this. And I'm going to go over it tomorrow in a live event as well. But can you go over the LLPAs that you were able to pull up just so we can explain to people? Okay, hopefully now you understand different programs, okay? If your credit scores are usually lower, you're normally going to tend on the side of going with a government-sponsored loan, which is like an FHA loan, or if you're a veteran, God bless you, you earned that your privileges, so use your VA benefits. But what Alan's going to bring up on the screen right now and explain to us is if you're buying a house, these are the adjustments that are in your rate just based on your credit score and then how much money you're going to put down. So, Alan, can you explain kind of how this whole chart works?
Yeah, this is a good information to go over. Loan level pricing adjustments, the LLPAs, these are adjustments made by Fannie and Freddie for conventional loans based on certain criteria, certain credit scores. So as you can see over here, we have kind of, you know, the buckets of FICO scores. So, you know, if you're 780 or higher, you're top tier for conventional. You know, 760 to 779 is kind of just below that. And then over here in this section here, we have kind of the impact to the interest rate based on the down payment or loan to value with each corresponding bucket of FICO scores, if you will. So, you know, if you're high tier 780, you don't really have many adjustments. But as your score gets lower, you know, you do. So, I mean, look at 720 to 739. That's actually a really good credit score, but you might get your rate's going to be impacted quite a bit based on your down payment just because of your credit score due to the loan level pricing adjustments. So, you know, that's where it'd be really good for you to talk with someone like us where we can kind of go through it and see if there's different programs where we can kind of get these. Because there are some programs that we have, like Home Ready, where these adjustments are waived. So, but back to the LLPAs, you know, there are some big hits to your rate based on your credit score in these 20 point increment buckets. Trying to think if there's anything else.
So when you look at that and you see like on one of the buckets, it says like 2.5%. Does that mean my rate's going to go up 2.5%, or that's just an adjustment into the rate?
Yeah, that's an adjustment into the pricing, the rate.
Gotcha. So basically what you could look at here on the screen, if the number, the higher that number you're seeing, basically the higher the adjustment to your rate because it's riskier. You know, you have a lower credit score and a higher loan to value, meaning you put down less money, well, your rate's going to be higher. And you can see if you have like a 639 credit score and you're putting down 20%, so you're in the 80% bucket, 80 to 85% bucket, it's 2.875 adjustment to the rate. Or if you had a 780 credit score, it'd be a 0.3 adjustment. So a massive adjustment to the rate. That's why a lot of times in that section, we would take you over and put you into an FHA loan. So Alan, this a good way to do this is maybe go back to the pricing engine and just show a couple different, you know, take one client and let's run them as a standard conventional and then a conventional loan where maybe it's a Home Ready or first time home buyer program where they don't get hit a lot of those hits. And then we'll also look at it as an FHA and see which one just might work out the best.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's say someone's buying a home for $425,000, putting down the minimum down payment and their credit score is 720. So let's go conventional first. We'll say purchase 425 with 95%. LTV, so 5% down. Let's say the score is actually 700. Primary residence, single family, detached in Illinois. So let's fire up this, see what we got. Now, this is not using the Home Ready program, so this should be the highest rates. All right, so we do have one lender at 6875. Traditional conventional.
Hey, Alan, what's the loan amount on that one? I apologize, I can't see it.
$403,750. Got it. All right. So tip, yeah. So you'd be probably looking at the high sixes in that situation. Now, let's say the borrower qualifies for a home ready, and what that is if your income is 80% or below the area median income, you get those loan level pricing adjustments waived. So, you know, it will depend on where you're at locally, like a zip code and address even. So let's just say that this borrower makes 72 grand a year. So $6,000 a month. Let's see what the home ready looks like. So easily a half a point difference in rate. It went from 6.875 to 6.375 for a home ready loan.
Aaron, I'll give you what the difference. That's $140 difference in payment. By going into the right program.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, not only that though, is the PMI, what's the adjustment to the PMI?
Great question. Yeah. I'm not sure if the MI up here is accurate, but for Home Ready, there is discounted mortgage insurance premiums. Absolutely.
Okay. So they'll probably save at least 200 bucks a month just by going into the right program.
Okay. Exactly.
So now go take an FHA and let's see where this thing takes us.
So same borrower, 700 credit score. He'll actually have to put down less. So let's do that. Yeah, back to that 599 rate.
Wow. I gotta get an ad out there saying 599. But, you know, just to give a disclosure, folks, when you do go FHA, FHA charges a fee. It's basically an insurance fee on the loan. So that does come in the calculation. So when we do this behind the scenes, basically we're going to calculate all that into the equation to see, you know, what's your break-even point? Does it still make sense to do this? And, you know, let me plug that number in here now with the thing. So we were saving at least 200 bucks on the refinance, putting them into a home ready program. Now, if we go into an FHA loan, and I know this isn't going to be precise, but they would save $240 a month from the conventional loan that we started with initially. So, and then the PMI on that's probably going to be equal to the home ready one. So yeah, that's versus the conventional loan at the beginning, they're probably going to save 300 bucks a month by going FHA. So that's how we try to explain to you guys. Don't be wowed over a rate or whatever. Make sure all the pieces of the puzzle are falling in place. So, Jose, buddy, how you doing? Thanks for joining us today, man. You got any questions for us? But in the meantime, thanks for joining us, man. In the meantime, Alan, let's run another scenario. That was actually eye-opening for me as well. Do a VA. I don't know if a lot of people know, VA now can go to 100% financing. Run some VA loans as well. Maybe that's an area we haven't really even focused in on lately, because even VA rates back in, let me pull up, can you run that scenario, kind of the similar scenario, that go 100% financing? Let me find out what VA mortgage rates, let me see what VA mortgage rates were back in 2023. Let's see what they were. I'm just doing a search. They were 7%. That's saying 7%, but I think they were higher than that.
Yeah, I remember seeing them quite a bit around 7.5.
Yeah, I did too. I'm pulling up right now. Okay, here it is. Accept all full access. This is I got one at 7.625 back in August. Mm-hmm. If you can go with 7, I'm going to go with 7.625 is where VA peaked in 2023.
Yeah.
And yeah, so if you got a VA, if you got a VA loan, if you guys, you know, how this works is you don't need an appraisal. You don't need to re-verify your income. It's called an IRL. Don't ask me what that means. But it's probably one of the easiest loan programs other than FHA Streamlines to refinance, because all we have to do is your credit score has to be higher than 620. You haven't had to miss a payment over the last 6 months. You can have a 1x30 over the last 12 months, I believe, is how they still read that. And you qualify. So if you're in the 7% range, Alan, what do we got there? Six?
Six even.
So basically, yeah, 599, kind of like the thing. So let's go back up that. So you'd be in the same situation in that one. As we ran the calculator, I'm running on a different screen. So if this person back then was at 7.625. And you're getting 6% now, 599. It would save him $440 a month. That's nuts.
Yeah.
So this is where people are missing the boat. So if you're watching this video and you don't need it, share it. Or just explain to somebody, you know, there's benefits out there for a lot of people to take advantage of today's rates. Now, here's what was happening with a lot of people is, I hate to generalize, but it's like rates, they're at 7.625 and you can get them 6.5. And they're like, I want better. I just want better. Folks, it's kind of stopped. It hit 6.5%, kind of where I was expecting them to be. And then it's eerie this week. Actually, since Friday, the market's just been flat as a pancake. And I know that, you know, Federal Chairman Powell is speaking in Jackson Hole this week, and that's going to hopefully affect the markets one way or another. But it is eerily just steady right now. We usually, this is how the market normally is in, you know, years ago. But we've been so used to, you know, the ups and the downs and on the all over the maps, all across the board. You know, it gets a little choppy sometimes. So anything else out there that you guys might have? If not, Alan, if you can think of another, while you're looking at the VA one, I'm even interested in this one. Switch that over to a cash out. If you're looking at a VA loan and you want a 100% cash out, what do those rates look like? Because when you pull out cash, and this is something we got to teach everybody, when you pull out cash, your rate is going to be higher than it is if you're not pulling out cash. And
yeah, so let's take a look. Refi cash out, 100%. It says 102 because, you know, if there's a funding fee, so let's just leave that in there for now. Oh, I see. Not much higher.
Six
and a half for 100%
finance. 100% refinance, cash out. Now, this means you're paying off those 20% credit cards and things like that. So if you need some cash, your rate's 5 or 6% already, and you have a VA loan, it's a fantastic program. All right, let's get to we do have a question, Alan. Hold on 1 second. Can lenders count cash flow in the debt ratio, assuming first year of rental property? You want to answer that one?
We absolutely can. Yeah. Yeah. Any cash flow from any rental income can be used as long as we can document it either with a lease or you know, the previous year's tax returns. So that's a good one. And if you're moving out of a home and you're going to rent that home, we can use the rent for the home you're moving out of to offset that payment as well. We just need a lease agreement. So yeah, absolutely. It can be used.
That's what's happening a lot right now. You know, my son's even looking at doing the same thing. The people have been in their homes for 4, 5, 6 years, and they've had a lot of equity, and they have a rate at like 2 or 3%. They're like, I hate to give this up. Right. It's virtually like free money. So a lot of people are looking to move, you know, move up. And what they're doing, they're like, I'm just going to go with, you know, 3 or 5% down on my next house because of this one. I'm going to keep this one and let it cash flow. And so, yeah, what you could do is just get a lease with a security deposit. We can take 75% of that and deduct or basically wash out or negate out your that mortgage payment. So basically, it eliminates that mortgage payment for you, making you qualify for even much more. So just going forward, though, make sure you do put that on your taxes. But if you do it mid-year, yeah, you can just get away with a lease. And if it's been months, then you know it's going to show up in your bank deposits and things like that, and we can verify it that way. So you're good to go. You're good to go there. But Alan, we were talking about the cash out. Go to another. Here's because we want to explain to you guys. You're the sweet spot when it comes to refinancing because we want you to get the best rate. Okay, that's what we're called the rate update. So you know. When you're calling in, sometimes people be like, you know, I'm looking for cash out. Well, if you're not looking for a lot of cash out, maybe the goal is just let's refinance. And many times you can get about $1,000 back or so. But you got to remember, you're going to skip one, maybe two mortgage payments. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the money currently in your escrow at your current lender. So get your mortgage statement, look at it. What is in your escrow balance now? You're going to get that money back as well. So you're going to skip two mortgage payments maybe. You might get $1,000 back from the closing, and then you might get $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 back from your escrow. That might put $5,000 to $10,000 in your pocket right there without doing a cash out and then using that money to pay that debt or those other debts that you were looking for. So these are all strategies that we can help you kind of maneuver with this. But you got to be careful because the rates do go up. And Alan and I were doing some research before this, and it was amazing to me because he had a question. Give him the question you asked. The person asked, why is the rate higher? Go ahead. I don't want to steal your thunder. And we're sitting there, and it's like, so we dug into it, and our findings were a little surprising to us as well.
Yeah, I mean, we get asked a lot whenever people call in, you know, they're looking to pull money out and refinance and lower their rate, which most of the time we can do. But, you know, that whenever you pull cash out, that's one of the LLPAs that we went over, but you know, the rate's going to be higher than a rate and term refinance. Is that kind of what you're asking, Dan?
Yeah. Can you run the one you have on the screen? I know that's probably the VA one still. So can you go one just to make it simple, just do like a 70% loan to value, no cash out, you know, just refinance versus the cash out just to kind of see, you know, in 70%, that's where you usually start seeing some major adjustments. When you go over 70%, 75%, 80%, and Alan can show it to you. That's why a lot of times when you're looking at it, you know, these are things we'll consult with you saying, you know, if you want to take, you know, $3,000 less, you can be at a lower tier and I can get you a much better rate. But if you really need that money, you know, you're going to have to go to the next tier. And these are all the basically the things that we discuss with you before we really, you know, put you, you know, do the paperwork, lock you in, and go from there. We want to make sure we structure it exactly the way you want to.
So this is a rate and term conventional loan. 70%, pretty cookie cutter. You're looking at right around 6.5 on that for just a regular rate and term. But then if you wanted to sit, let's do some cash out at 75%. Loan to value. Let's see what happens to the rates. Yeah, almost a half a point per difference from 6.5 to 6.99.
So those are the little things or little tricks we can help you with, depending on how much cash you need and what your specific scenario is. So that's why we'd like to customize these for you guys, because hopefully today we showed you how the right program would help you out quite a bit. Also how, you know, your different credit scores, getting different cash outs or not, just different things, how you can maneuver one application. We showed you just by changing it to a different program with, you know, putting in the income, got them a little bit lower rate than we otherwise would start. And then maybe even FHA, even though, you know, FHA has a bad stigma, you might still have an FHA loan out there that is a better, puts you in a better position currently, And then again, when it goes to time to refinance, it's really, really, it's much, much easier when it comes to refinancing when you have a FHA or a VA loan. So if you do have one of those loans out right there at this time and you're over, you know, 7 or 7.5%, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you navigate this journey, because a lot of people are very confused when it comes to refinancing. And that's why we want to help those out there that are looking to refinance, just as much as we're trying to help those out there that are looking to buy their first house. Because, you know, many times when you go to buy that first house, you get your assistance from your mom and your dad and family members, and then your realtor, and then all your friends and family have to have their input in it too. And then you talk to the lender and you get all this advice. Once you're in the house, you're kind of like, okay, where do I go from here? Right. So it's amazing how a lot of people reach out to us and say, What do I do? How do I do this? And that's why we're here, folks. So let's see if we got any other questions on the agenda here. Are rates at 5.8? Raziel, it depends on what program you have and do you want to pay rates or any points down, and what term do you want? So let's go back to the question the post I had at the beginning. If Alan and I are willing to stick on here with you guys. We're getting more and more people. Like I thought, it's starting to accumulate now. But if you want to, you know, request a rate quote from us to see what we can get for you, I don't care if you're looking to buy or refinance, just answer the questions down below. If you could just post that for us, just give us your credit score, your home value, the loan amount, the property type. And what I mean by that, is it a condo, a townhouse, a two-unit, so forth? What's your zip code? That's important, because some areas have, you know, if you're in California, you can get a $800,000-$900,000 loan, $1 million loan with just standard rates, where other places, you know, those are what they call jumbo loans. What your term is? Are you looking for a 15, a 20, a 25? Do you realize we can do customized terms? So I have a young man right now. It's like, okay, he has 28 years left on his mortgage. I set him up on a 28-year loan. I don't even know if he realized that yet, but I'm like, okay, here's your savings. He's saving as much, and we didn't go backwards in time to add more and more to those interest. And then the loan program, that's what we're going to help you with. You'll provide us the loan program that you're looking for, and we'd hopefully help maneuver into the program that you qualify for. So let's go back to it. No paying points down. Okay, so we don't know what program you're looking for or anything else, Raziel, but if you'd like to reach out to us, you can go to our website. And Alan, I'm going to trump you on this one, buddy. I'm going to go back to this. So this was the mortgage calculator that I was working on, folks. So if you want to see how these numbers play out, we are working on a customized mortgage calculator package for you guys to do things like this and to do all kind of things. Here's what we use on our website. So if you go to the rateupdate.com, and these are the best calculators I can find. The best one right now is right through here. If you used in videos, it gives you a package right through here of different calculators. We're actually creating our own at this time, because I don't even like these. But you can go in here to, for example, should I refinance? It's a pretty easy calculator. This is the one that Alan was just going over. That one they would save $440 a month. So if you reach out to us and on our website, We ask you for, you know, if you're wanting us to check your programs for you or the rates for you, or even here's what we have just posted on our website. If you're new to the channel, here's some things we have for you. Right through here, you can go through. If you've already got a rate quote or you're locked in and you want to see us run this calculation or this scenario thing that Alan's running behind the scene, you want to see if we can run that for you and find a better rate and fee for you, send it in. Hit the loan estimate tab. What you're going to do is just upload it right here. We need, if you're buying a house, we need at least 3 weeks from closing to do that. So we don't want to mess up that whole transaction. So if you have 3 weeks or more, plug in your loan estimate here. If you're looking to refinance, don't worry. We can most likely use the appraisal that you're using at this time and transfer that over to us. But if you're looking to refinance, we have a refinance tab that's kind of interesting. It doesn't give you... anything about it. Basically, what it does is has you fill out a form here, and then what it's going to do, it's going to go into our tracking system. What is our tracking system? It is high tech. It's me. Okay, what I'm going to do is I monitor these on a daily basis. So if you already have a mortgage, and you can go in here and say, Dan, my mortgage is 7.5 right now. When rates hit 6.5, can you reach out to me so we can go over what I do? What's the cost? What's the rate? How much is my savings? We can do a financial calculator like this for you to customize it and say, okay, here's your savings. And folks, if the savings isn't enough, I have three or four people I call back this week and said, you know, I'll do this for you, but you're saving $120 a month. I wouldn't do it. Let's wait for it to go down a little bit more. And so they're sitting on the sidelines. So that's what we're here to help you with, to navigate this and all the other pieces of this puzzle. So go to our website, and you're going to find a lot of information through here. We have a five-day HELOC. So let's say you really need cash, and you need it fast, okay? But you're like, okay, my rate is 2. I don't want to refinance. Well, look at the refinance in this. This thing is a five-day HELOC. It can get you money in less than 5 business days. But if you really want to just refinance and talk to us and do some things, because this thing's 100% automated, just go down through here and click one of these, and you're off and running. But if you want to schedule a consultation with me or Alan, right up here at the top, it's going to give you our phone number right behind Alan's head. And that's our phone number. Give us a call. It's going to be me or Alan answering the phone. If you go to the next thing, it says Ask Dan right up here. It's going to send an email directly to me. And then I showed you a couple of the other systems that we have right through here. So I hope you enjoy this video. I'm going to check and see if anybody else posted for any comments. I think we might have a couple in here. Let's see what we got here, Alan. So I'm going to bring your screen back on because I think there's some people that want to see some rate quotes. So who do we got here? Nancy Spirillo. Credit score is 714. Okay, Nancy, what do we got? What else do we have from you? I don't have anything else. Let's see. I think we got the rest of the piece. Okay, here we go. Thanks, Nancy. Thank you so much for putting in the data. You got that, Alan? Credit score is 714. Yeah. And I think the rest of it is on the screen right through there.
I have it pulled up here. This is a traditional, just conventional loan. I wanted to kind of show this compared to a Home Ready. So, because Home Ready would benefit her depending on what her income is. So, if it was a regular conventional loan, not that good, you know, 7 1/8.
Wow. What's the LTV?
83.
Nancy, what is your, if you can post in your monthly income, your gross income? And I hope nobody knows you're using your own full name. If you don't want to do that on here, I get it. Just shoot me an email. My email address is right through here. I'll give that to you here in a second. It is right here. I don't want you posting you posted your name and all that. I truly don't want you to post your income on the screen. So if you guys can email me at dan@theRateUpdate.com, I'd appreciate it. So, Nance, don't answer that, but this is the difference. Al, what was the difference? Major?
Yep. Just under a point difference in rate. 6.375 compared to 7 1/8. So, huge difference.
See, that is just by us putting in your income and finding a program that fits because of your adjusted gross income. These are all programs behind the scenes that people don't know about, and that's what we're trying to come out on a daily basis to help inform you guys kind of what's going on. Okay, so let's see what else we got. Jose, 925, I'm waiting on 5.99%, and you're going to probably get it. I think, is that who we worked on yesterday, Alan, maybe?
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Jose, if you're the one, I think we will be locking you in at 599, buddy. So thanks for joining us. And in here, get out there to work, Buster. So, no, you do a fantastic job, and thanks for using our services, my man. Is it a good time to cash out refinance on a VA loan? Let me give you my thoughts on where rates are going. I'm just answering because Will asked. I think rates are stuck. And here's why. I estimated that we'd get to 6.5%. We got there. We're now 6.6. But Alan just showed you we can be at 5.99 or wherever the map is. But I try to usually go off of Mortgage News Daily. Right now, the mortgage rates are just stuck. Okay, the Fed is in their position. But even if the Federal Reserve, they laid lower rates, the markets, what's the markets going to do? Because we learned last September rates went up at that point. So at this point, I think we're kind of halted. I'm saying we're going to be at 6.5 to 6.75, and we're going to be in that gap for a while. And the biggest thing behind there is, even in the minutes today from the Federal Reserve, they said they're concerned about inflation from tariffs and unemployment. It's still their sticky point. I get it. You know, China, we're back to another 90-day kick in the can with China. So here's my thoughts. I think we're going to be stagnant right here. So if it makes sense to you at these rates, you're not going to get, I don't think, a 50 basis point reduction in rates in the next 2, 3, 4 months. So a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines for that. I don't think you're going to get it. So would I do something now? Yeah, I would do something now because because I think we've stagnated to the point we're just stuck now. Even Rick Santelli, who was saying the other day, the bond market hasn't moved at all over the past week, and that's really odd. So they're working, they're figuring out, you know, what's going on with the Fed, but they're also worrying about the tariffs and where the 10-year Treasury is going. And that, again, we talk about it on a daily basis on my channel, Opening Bell and Closing Bell. But yeah, I think right now is the time to do it. You know, I wouldn't advise people to cash out last year at 7.5-8% rates, but right now is the time that I don't think they're going to go much lower from here for at least 3-4 months or so. So that's my thought on there. Nancy is back, Alan. She makes $7,800. And did we have her zip code?
No, we're going to need that. But
Nance, what is your zip code? If you could help us out there, I'd appreciate it. Let's see if we got here. So, guys, I don't have a moderator, so my apologies. You're a missing link. Goodbye. Stop spamming. Caps warning. What? I don't know whatever that does. Oh, somebody's saying warning. Nancy, don't worry about it. Thank you for answering my question. You betcha. Okay, so did Nance come back yet? We'll wait for Nancy for a second. Where else were we? The rest of I'll be back at the closing bell as soon as we're done with this, folks. So check that out. Mortgage rates really have done nothing all day long. We've had 4 or 5 price adjustments to the better, but overall the equity the bond market's doing nothing, and the Dow and the Nasdaq are kind of flat as well. Were you able to was hers good, or should we wait for Nancy's? Nance, are you here, girl?
On the zip code. So.
All right, so let's go to the next one. Sorry, Will Walker. Oh, I think he just said thank you. Thank you for answering my question. I think there was one more down there. Will there be a drop in home equity? Will there be a drop in home equity due to the Fed's? No, I don't know what you're going to say, but home equity. No, I don't think anything the Fed's doing right now. It's the housing market is weird. You know, we all of a sudden we got really stagnant, and Alan can verify this, on purchases, but refinances are going crazy. So we have a database of probably, I've been reaching out to probably 10 to 20 people a day that are like 775 or higher, and most of the day is what I've been doing. So we have a huge database of those clients, and if I've texted you or emailed you, please just respond back if you don't mind. But it doesn't look like Nancy's going to come back to us. So, Nance, if you need some help, or if anybody needs any of our assistance, if you guys don't mind, just shoot me an email. That's our email address down below to reach both me and Alan. So feel free to join us every Wednesday. We're going to do this and more to explain to you guys and show you how to refinance, what's the main concerns and what would investors or lenders look at, and guide you through making sure you get the lowest rate, the lowest fees when you're looking to buy and or refinance. So that's our goal here. So that is our show for today, folks. I hope you learned something. I hope you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to join us each Wednesday while we do this, and so you can understand how mortgage rates are created and how they might make home a little bit more affordable.